website, terrainforma.ca.
Catch you next week, right here on Terra Informa.
Welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy here at the Church of Stop Shopping in New York. Right now, we've got the blues. In fact, yesterday I just perceived a blueness, a darkness in the air. The Stop Shopping Choir went out to Union Square, which is the location of our traditional speaker's corner here in New York. And we set up our soapbox beneath the enormous statue of George Washington, the father of our country. He's up there on a horse in that erect military posture, pointing to the horizon, pointing to our future, this place of freedom that he said he was claiming for us, even while he couldn't quite free his enslaved human beings that helped make him the richest man in the country at the time of our founding. A little known fact. Well, we spoke one by one on the soapbox to a circle of people that gathered. And we asked the question, which we'll be asking in the next half hour here on our Earth Riot Radio, which is, how do we change? We're clearly going in the wrong direction, towards cruelty, accusation, hatred, a false war declared by a dictator-like president, people being pulled from their homes on trumped-up charges. So there you go. We've had heroes take place here. We've had musical revolutions. We've had technological revolutions. We've had court victories. Change has taken place in many ways, by many different methods. We don't know how to do it right now. The people that are being arrested simply were fighting for peace and justice. There was no violence involved. But they're being called terrorists. So let's investigate, how would we change in 2025? How would we communicate in a new way to each other? Earthaluya, somebody give me an Earthaluya here today.
Crisis is part of the cost of oil crisis. Fuel is unaffordable to millions of cold, hungry families. They can't even afford to heat a tin of soup. Meanwhile, crops are failing. Millions of people are dying in monsoons, wildfires, and severe drought. We cannot afford new oil and gas. It is going to take everything we know and love.
All these community folks out here, community leaders that are bringing together solutions.
What? Climate justice!
Into the underground coal mines for 41 years. Now I have black lungs. So today I am marching because I want to build a bright future for my family.
I'm from the Marshall Islands. The Marshall Islands is in the northern Pacific, and we are only 2 meters above sea level. I want people to know that there are thousands of years of history and culture that will also disappear should our islands go.
Together, we can save the planet. There, to do nothing is just simply unacceptable.
Join us now and never forget, we are our own best hope for change.
Suggesting all of you do is actually stand up in your spaces and literally say, we need to have a revolution. We need to have a revolution. That's 6 words. In other words, what I'm suggesting we need to do is to make the word revolution a serious political proposition. In the sense that it is in many parts of the world already, in the sense that it was before 1989, and in the sense that it's a sociological category, right? It happens every 30, 50, 70 years. Most countries over the last few hundred years have revolutionary events. It's nothing unusual. It's a realist proposition. Darkness.
prepare ourselves to fight a repressive system, an oppressive system, and a system that smashes the human being to the point where people don't even remember how to take a walk, how to say good morning, how to smile at each other. We have to take this planet back from the beasts that are controlling it right now.
So while they may be intending to target someone associated with a foreign government or someone that they suspect of terrorism, they're collecting your communications to do so. Any analyst at any time can target anyone, any selector anywhere. Where those communications will be picked up depends on the range of the sensor networks and the authorities that that analyst is empowered with. Not all analysts have the ability to target everything, but I, sitting at my desk, certainly have the authorities to wiretap anyone, from you or your accountant to a federal judge to even the president if I had a personal email.
There's a program going on that literally feeds off of the being part of human, eating our spirit. All right? And in order for all that to happen, then these imprinting things have to happen to our consciousness. And a part of that is to erase the memory of the human being about being a human being. See, so we no longer participate in reality, perceiving reality as human beings. We participate in reality from the eyes of being victimized and very fearful and insecure. We don't think like human beings, but the reason for that is because there's been a deliberate suppression of our memory of that identity.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. By 2030, Coca-Cola products will account for an estimated 1.33 billion pounds, or 602,000 metric tons, of plastic waste entering the world's oceans and waterways each year, according to a new analysis by the nonprofit Oceana. That's enough plastic to fill the stomachs of 18 million whales. Coca-Cola is by far the largest manufacturer and seller of beverages in the world, and they also rank as the world's top branded plastic polluter, followed by PepsiCo, Nestle, Danone, and Altria. The clearest solution to reduce this staggering figure lies in bringing back reusable packaging, whether in the form of returnable glass bottles, which can be reused 50 times, or thicker PET plastic containers, which are designed for 25 uses. In 2022, Coca-Cola committed to a goal of reaching 25% reusable packaging by 2030, but that pledge was quietly dropped in its latest sustainability roadmap, released in December 2024. An unprecedented mass bleaching event has been recorded off Australia's western coast, turning huge chunks of a celebrated reef system to a sickly, dull white. A months-long marine heat wave has cooked the sprawling Ningaloo Reef, part of a World Heritage-listed marine park renowned for vibrant corals and migrating whale sharks. It is the reef's worst mass bleaching event since 2011. Ocean waters in Western Australia have been as much as 3 degrees warmer than average over recent summer months. Arctic sea ice had its weakest winter buildup since record keeping began 47 years ago, a symptom of climate change that will have repercussions globally. The Arctic reaches its maximum sea ice in March each year and then starts a six-month melt season. The National Snow and Ice Data Center said the peak measurement taken Saturday was 5.53 million square miles, about 30,000 square miles smaller than the lowest previous peak in 2017. That's a difference about the size of California. Warming temperatures are causing the ice to decline. Sea ice is very sensitive. 31 degrees is ice skating and 33 degrees is swimming. New research published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences reveals that atheists in some of the world's most secular countries show an intuitive preference for religious belief over atheism. Dr. Will Gervais said, "Even in societies where explicit religious belief has rapidly declined, the idea that belief in itself is good appears to persist at an intuitive level. Belief might be on the decline in many places, but belief in the goodness of belief lives on. Even in highly secular environments, people, including non-believers, seem to harbor a preference for belief over atheism." A team of botanists has discovered a new species of tree growing in the mountainous rainforests of Tanzania. Members of the team were hiking in the Uludi village and the Boma Lamatsinga forest reserves when they came upon a large tree. Its thin white flowers had tiny yellow bulbs on the tips. The tree is a species that has not been recognized by the scientific community. They named it Tasmania princeps. Team members returned to the site and found approximately 100 of the trees, one of which had fallen due to natural causes. That allowed them to collect wood samples for testing, and some of the newly discovered trees could be up to 3,000 years old. They are very slow growing, taking up to 15 years to add just 1 centimeter of girth. Using the Green Bank Telescope, astronomers have detected a new giant molecular cloud in the Milky Way galaxy. The newfound cloud has a size of nearly 200 light years, and its mass is estimated to be some 160,000 solar masses. Molecular clouds are huge complexes of interstellar gas and dust left over from the formation of galaxies. They are composed mostly of molecular hydrogen. Two scientists at the U.S. Department of Energy's Brookhaven National Laboratory have discovered a new phase of matter while studying a model system of magnetic material. The phase is a never-before-seen pattern of electron spins, the tiny up-and-down magnetic moments carried by every electron. It consists of a combination of highly ordered cold spins and highly disordered hot spins, and it has thus been dubbed half ice, half fire. The researchers discovered the new phase while studying a one-dimensional model of a type of magnetic material called a ferromagnet. Half ice, half fire is notable not only because it has never been observed before, but also because it is able to drive extremely sharp switching between phases in the material at a reasonable finite temperature. New research into lithium mining in the lithium triangle of Chile, Argentina, and Bolivia shows that the commonly accepted models used to estimate how much water is available for lithium extraction and what the environmental effects may be are off by more than an order of magnitude. The paper published in Communications Earth and Environment reveals there is far less water available than previously thought. With demand for the mineral projected to increase 40 times in the coming decades, the research suggests local communities, regulators, and the lithium mining industry must quickly collaborate to bring their water usage within sustainable limits. Lithium is a very strange element. It's the lightest of the metals, but it doesn't like to be in a solid form. It tends to occur in layers of volcanic ash, and it reacts quickly with water. When rain or snowmelt moves through the ash layers, lithium leaches into the groundwater, moving downhill until it settles in a flat basin, where it remains in solution as a briny mix of water and lithium. Because this brine is very dense, it settles beneath pockets of fresh surface water, which lie on top of the lithium-rich fluid below, forming lagoons. These lagoons often become havens for unique and fragile ecosystems and iconic species such as flamingos. And the lagoons are crucial for local communities, including the indigenous people who have long called the Lithium Triangle home. Any use of fresh water runs the risk of disturbing both the ecological health of the region and the indigenous ways of life. A small international team of marine biologists has observed the first known instance of a shark intentionally making sounds. In a study published in the journal Royal Society Open Science, the group reveals that several of the sharks made clicking noises when they were handled, and they suggest ways the noises might have been made. Prior research has suggested that sharks are not able to produce sounds due to the lack of swim bladders, which is what fish use to produce sound. Scans of shark anatomy have shown they have no other organs or structures that appear capable of producing sounds. And it came as a surprise to researchers when the juvenile rig sharks they were handling in a test tank produced noises. Rig or spotted estuary smooth hound sharks are native to New Zealand, and instead of rows of sharp teeth, they have a mouthful of plate-like teeth useful for cracking open crustaceans. While conducting experiments in a tank, scientists began to hear clicking sounds coming from the sharks. Some species of rays and skates are known to make similar sounds when disturbed, and the researchers suggest the clicks in this case are made by the sharks rubbing their teeth together. Such clicking sounds could serve as a means to momentarily confuse predators such as fur seals. It is unlikely the sounds are calls for help from others of their kind, as most of the clicks' frequencies were higher than the range of shark hearing. And finally, a major 7.7 magnitude earthquake that originated near Mandalay, Myanmar, shook the earth as far as Bangkok, Thailand, 800 miles away. Experts say the earthquake, which occurred along the Segeng Fault, was close to the earth's surface, generating intense seismic forces. Preliminary estimates show that nearly 800,000 people in Myanmar may have been within the zone of the most violent shaking. The death toll has surpassed 1,600, with many still unaccounted for.
Hello, this is Reverend Billy again. Thank you to Savitri D reporting the news from the natural world. Thank you to the editor, Jason Candler, for bringing us all those animals and plants and bacteria and salamanders and forest floras and wetlands and alpine meadows. And I think there were some whales in there. The sounds of the earth and the sounds of Sun Ra playing his music from outer space. Roger Hallam, now in jail in London, and his young activists from Just Stop Oil, who threw the tomato soup on the Van Gogh sunflowers but did not damage the painting, remember that. Asata Shakur, talking from Cuba, where she's exiled after escaping from prison. Asata Shakur from the Black Panther Party. And we also have in our gallery of heroes, we have John Trudell with his gentle, consoling vision of how to become wholly human. But then John is a warrior. He's one of the people that, for the American Indian Movement, that took and occupied Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay. Edward Snowden, a movement of one, just by himself, an employee of some branch of the NSA, I believe. He decided that it was becoming just a bit too Orwellian for his taste, that people were being surveilled, found themselves watching families from inside their televisions, and he just made him uncomfortable. He thought the American people and the world should know what the spies are doing. Now he speaks to us from Russia. So these five hero revolutionaries are talking to us from five different directions, but they're all martyred or exiled. They've all died young or have been made political prisoners. They pay the price. And now you and I are wondering, what do we have to do? A convicted rapist, a psycho, has taken over the presidency, and he's organizing like 600 gangsters to cancel compassion from the idea of our government. What will we do? Well, there doesn't seem to be a political design. There doesn't seem to be, to me, I'm not getting an idea for rejuvenating the Democratic Party. It's corrupted. I don't have an idea for changing our economy or a political theory. I'm going to the earth. The earth is the most dramatic material fact of our time. The earth is rising up everywhere. Although the American people, because of the corporate media, the American people don't really know very much about it. You talk to people on the street, what's happening with the earth, the disasters that they hear about, cities bursting into flames, a year's worth of downpour in one day in North Carolina, rivers sweeping towns downriver into the valley. Well, you know, we're starting to take that in stride. You can't do that. We need to earthalluia. We need to walk up to the earth and ask the earth, what are our instructions? There comes a time when even, you know, white people who have been raised to resist the earth on every front, considering it just something to extract from and make money from, and there comes a point where we have to admit that we live somewhere. We live in this physical place. And the earth is a living being. We are a part of a larger living being. Just as we have small critters in our bodies, we don't know the names of them at all. We can't even find them, but we're glad they're there because they make our lives possible. We make the earth possible too. But we have the power, as we see, causing the sixth extinction, the tremendous heat wave that is engulfing the earth right now, changing everything. We have the power to cause great damage. Is it too late? A lot of people think it is. But let's not be paralyzed. Trump has paralyzed us. The earth is not paralyzing us. The earth is inviting us. And that is what the American Indian Movement people say to us. Deborah Whiteplume and John Trudell and Russell Means and LaDonna Brave Bull. These are prophets. They are telling us, be with the earth. Be with this place that is so complex, so living, so breathing. Face the wind. Walk toward these disasters. Understand what is happening. And bring compassion back as something that people want to do. Get to know your neighbors. Love your family. Intimacy is very powerful. Take them from the screens back to loving each other in the flesh. We have a ways to go, don't we? But the earth will tell us what to do. Just keep saying that. Keep going outside, as we say in the Church of Stop Shopping. I hope that this helps you and me and my friends here in New York. We're working for the earth. Join us. Now somebody give me an earthalluia.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv.com. sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.